7.1 Conversation 1.
Did you read that thing about transplanting the nose of mosquitoes?
What? Are you serious? I didn't think mosquitoes even had noses.
Yeah, well, it's obviously not a nose in the sense of our noses. But apparently it was like the smelling receptors on the antenna. And what they do is they somehow get these receptors to grow on frogs' eggs so that they can do tests on them.
How on earth do they do that?
To be perfectly honest, I'm not sure. They extract the DNA of the receptors or something and then inject it into the eggs. It's a bit beyond me, really. I just thought it was amazing.
It sounds a bit dubious, if you ask me. I mean, what's the point?
Well, apparently, they use them to see what smells trigger the receptors.
And?
Well, it's to stop the spread of malaria. Obviously, mosquitoes are strongly attracted to the smell of human sweat. But if they can find odours which create a bigger stimulus, or which produce no trigger, then they could use those smells to manufacture traps to draw the mosquitoes away from humans, or spray on repellents to mask human smells.
OK, I suppose that makes sense. I have to say, though, I still find all that gene manipulation a bit disconcerting.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a slippery slope, isn't it? One moment it's mosquito noses, the next they'll be engineering babies.
Come off it. It's hardly the same thing.